Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to third. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade fires to first and picks off Boudreau. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denning moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0 for 1 in the game. Wade hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Keltner moves to third. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bagby. QL moves to second. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Wade covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-2 in the game. Wade hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and steps on second to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Grimes bunts for an out with unknown description. Fleming moves to second. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hockett goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.